1 month from Iowa caucus, another poll shows Trump above 50 in Hawkeye State. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on December 15, 2023. Yet another survey is showing former President Donald Trump garnering above 50% in Iowa, exactly 1 month ahead of the January 15 Iowa caucuses. The latest Iowa State University/Civics poll showed over half of the respondents, 54%, choosing Trump as their first choice candidate. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, whose campaign has consistently claimed success in the Hawkeye State, falls 37 points behind Trump with 17% support. That reflects a 1-point drop over the last month and serves as further evidence that Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds' endorsement of DeSantis did little to nothing to boost his status in the GOP primary field. Related, Iowa Governor Reynolds, Trump can't win in 2024, Ron DeSantis can. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, meanwhile, improved, moving from 12% in the previous poll to 15%, just 2 points behind DeSantis. Anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy sees 7% support, followed by former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie with 4% and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson with 1% support. Poll organizer Dave Peterson, Lookin Professor of Political Science, said the big takeaway aside from Trump's sizable lead is that the other candidates are running out of time, and it doesn't look like there's a lot of potential for Iowans to change their mind going into January. The survey was taken December 8 to 13 among 438 likely Iowa Republican caucusgoers. It has a +/-6% margin of error for likely caucus attendees, putting DeSantis at a virtual tie with Haley. This is not the only survey that has showed Trump with majority support in Iowa as Election Day draws closer. The latest Des Moines Register/NBC News/Mediacom Iowa poll shows Trump standing with 51% in the Hawkeye State's primary race and DeSantis falling 32 points behind with 19% support. Further, the current Real Clear Politics, RCP, average shows Trump with 50% support and DeSantis 30.7 points behind with 19.3% support. DeSantis continues to fail to garner momentum in Iowa, or any early primary state, for that matter. But he is still pressing on, urging Trump and Haley to debate him ahead of the Iowa caucus, despite the fact that none of the debates have assisted him in improving his standing against Trump, the runaway frontrunner. If Donald Trump and Nikki Haley are going to continue to spend millions against me on television with false attacks, they should at least have the courage to meet on the debate stage, DeSantis said on social media. Now that Nikki Haley has been shamed into coming to the CNN debate, it's time for Donald Trump to follow suit and join us, he added.